This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is Mrs. LaGreca, Don's mom. Time for Michael K. Show with Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg, 98.7 ESPN.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. It's a Monday. It's Don LaGreca's birthday.
Happy LaGreca Day.
Oh, what a show we have planned for you today.
Happy LaGreca Day, everyone.
Oh, Don is what, 59, right? 59 today?
That's not true.
I'll be 55 next Saturday.
You know that's just as bad.
Don, you know what they call that?
What? Close to death?
You know, you're Larry Murphy. It's your Larry Murphy B-Day right there, am I right?
What's Larry Murphy?
Larry Murphy, that's right. And
What's that mean?
I'm younger than Michael.
That's also very, very true.
I don't ever want you to catch me, though.
Younger than Michael.
Yeah.
Don't ever catch me. Just like the Eagles didn't catch the Chiefs. 38-35. You know, I actually tweeted out yesterday how amazing it was that Bart Scott had the exact score, but this is the same guy who said the Chiefs would make the playoffs, so it kind of evens out.
No, he's right where he started.
But it is amazing to nail the score.
It is. I did that a few years ago, if you remember.
Yes, I do remember. That's why you're great.
Kansas City won their first Super Bowl. I nailed the number, but no, Bart's two steps behind. Saying they're not going to make the playoffs and the team wins the Super Bowl is a lot worse than guessing the score.
Yeah, but it's a pretty good cleanup on all three if you can get the score right.
But there was a mistake,
by the way. No, it is. But
in the social moving around yesterday that they have for the station, they had all they said every single one of us picked the Chiefs.
Right. I think Don did pick the Chiefs when he told.
I did pick the Chiefs.
So you know what I think he was doing? He was playing quadruple level chess.
Wow.
He was thinking that I would see that and that I would pick. I would pick against him, and then he would stay with the Chiefs.
Is this true?
I would pick the Chiefs, because if I had the same one as him, then he'd have to go in the dunk tank. But instead, I went with my heart, and I said, I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Attaboy.
And Don now will be in a dunk tank full of urine and go boom during the
beat. It's not going to be full of urine. It's going to be full of beautiful cold water on a warm day. It's amazing that I'm going to have to suffer as much as I'm going to have to suffer. But listen, Peter is the only one that can answer this honestly because he's still a fan. I don't care. I don't want Philadelphia to win. Are you kidding me?
Well,
it looks gorgeous, Peter. Like 1-3 in the Super Bowl looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say I'm not a fan, but I was enthralled by that game. That was an entertaining Super Bowl. That was one of the top five most entertaining Super Bowls. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Don't misunderstand. I mean, you're a fan of the sport, but you don't have an allegiance to a team the way Peter and I do, where we can actually relish in
the hatred. Right. The
hatred. Okay,
I enjoyed.
Right.
I really enjoyed last night. Like that was really satisfying. Thinking about how because the bottom line is this: we're going to spend a lot of time today, as we should, talking about the penalty that was called.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is. Take that penalty away, doesn't matter. They were outplayed badly in the second half.
Oh, yeah.
They lost that game. They made more mistakes. Well, they gave up too many points, and they lost. And so we'll spend all day talking about that flag, and I get it, even though, A, Bradberry admitted he did hold him.
Right, that ends the conversation right there.
Sort of does. And then B,
it kind of does. You were outplayed.
You were just outplayed.
And not by a lot, because you played very well.
Very well.
You played very well, but every time that the Chiefs had the ball in the second half, they scored 3 touchdowns and a field goal. So I give them credit. Patrick Mahomes was otherworldly. Now, if the Eagles had won, Hurts is probably, it's not probably, he's the MVP. So you can say that Hurts had a great game, and Peter and I were talking about it in the studio, Don, and obviously you're in Canada right now, your favorite country, and I truly believe that Hurts is a good quarterback. He doesn't scratch the surface of the great quarterbacks in the game, because I think there's something clearly wrong with his arm. I mean, did you see him make a great throw yesterday? A lot of air under the throw, and he's got great wide receivers like A.J. Brown. That's amazing. He's an amazing runner, which will go away. He's 24. When he's 30, is he going to be an amazing runner? I thought he did everything well. I thought he did everything that he could do. It wasn't his fault that they lost, but he's not... He's not Joe Burrow, he's not Josh Allen, and he's certainly not Patrick Mahomes.
The turnover was killer. I mean, in a competitive back-and-forth game, you can't afford to turn the ball over. And when it results in points, it's devastating, right?
Yeah.
Going back and forth, it's almost like a basketball game. You're exchanging possessions. You're scoring. I hit a three. You get two. Then I get a three. You get two. Back and forth. So now not only did you have a wasted possession in which you didn't score, they score. So I don't know what the stat is, guys, but I'm sure if you looked at any competitive postseason game, what the winning percentage is for the team that scores defensively.
I think it's 16-3.
Over 70%.
It's 16-3,
yeah,
Don, I read.
Right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
In the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure that those odds are even more in any game when you're going back and forth because you're giving up the possession and you're giving up points. So that was killer. But think about where you are if you're Andrew Gunling or an Eagle fan. You go into halftime with a two-possession lead. You're up 10 points. The quarterback of the opposition is limping off the field. And you're thinking to yourself, if we could just get a stop to start the third quarter, we're rolling. And I really believe that was going to be the case. If they could have gotten a stop on that Kansas City first possession in the third quarter, I think that's a completely different game. But for Philadelphia to give up the touchdown, and now it's a one-score game, it's 3 points, and now Kansas City shows that it's, the quarterback's fine, completely changed everything. That possession was huge.
We're in the middle of the big game recap brought to you by Jack Pocket. Now, let's talk about the call that was, and many people thought wasn't. Now, I got to be honest, the thing that runs me the wrong way when we talk about this call, well, you can't make that call late in the game. Well, why? Was it a penalty? I don't care when it was in the game. The only kick that the people that don't want that call made have coming is that earlier in the game, Bradberry violently held one of the Chiefs wide receivers. It might have been Kadarius Toney, might have been, and it wasn't called. Now it's called at this point of the game. But I think Bradberry takes the steam out of all the screaming memes about, oh, you can't have that call there. Even Greg Olsen said, I wouldn't make that call. Bradberry said, I give Bradberry so much credit for being so forthright.
Me too.
He could have fallen and said, listen, I didn't do anything. I can't believe he made the call. He was honest, and he said, I held them, and I was hoping that they wouldn't see it. I was hoping that they wouldn't see it. It was a penalty. Well, I'm sorry, and that's the game, because they would have had to kick a field goal because it would have been 4th and 8, and then the Eagles would have had 2 minutes to try to get at least a field goal to send the game into overtime. But I thought it was a penalty, Don. I don't think calls should be made according to the time of the game. A foul is a foul.
No.
A penalty is a penalty.
But still, it's a ticky-tack call. You can't argue that. And now if you're saying, hey, the call's a call, but there's a level of inconsistency. All I ask the officials is to be consistent. If you're calling that in the first quarter, then you don't have a kick coming. But you know, where you see that there's always hand checking, there's always contact. What I kind of look for in that play, did the jersey bend? Did he impede the progress of the receiver? Did he pull and twist? Something that really looks egregious. Yeah, he held him. But in that particular moment, is it enough for you to be able to change the game with the flag? And if that's the way they called it the whole game, then I guess you live with it. But the inconsistency is what bothers me. So I don't think it should have been thrown. I think a world of credit goes to Bradberry for saying, yeah, I held him. But in the end of the day, it's like his opinion. He did hold him. But was there enough there where, well, you're going to throw the flag knowing, as an official, you're ending the game?
All right, so let me throw this at you.
Because that's what you're doing.
Patrick Mahomes is pinpoint in his accuracy. And if there's no penalty there, is he missing Smith-Schuster by 10 yards on the throw? So you knew that Smith-Schuster had to be impeded because that's where Mahomes expected him to be.
Oh, no, that or Mahomes is really smart. He saw contact, chucked the ball up there to see if he'd get it.
But why would he give up? Why would he give up a down?
Because he didn't have anything. If you looked, he didn't have anything there. That was the play.
Right, because defensive holding is supposed to be before the ball is thrown, right? So anything after that would be considered pass interference. So it's irrelevant whether he throws the ball to him or not. The fact is, a hold is a hold. Whether he held on to the ball, threw it in another direction, the penalty flag would have still been thrown. Peter's right. He threw it just hoping that, hey, maybe we'll get something here. It's a free play for me, so I'm just going to throw it up. Maybe he gets loose, catches it, and runs it in for a touchdown. So it's not really the brilliance of Mahomes. It's a heads-up play by him trying to create something out of nothing. But the throw to Toney had nothing to do with the flag.
So I'm with Don on this. I do not think it should have been called. And I think that NFL referees need to get on the same page about how this works. Because Don, remember I came in here screaming, and Don said, with good reason, you should be screaming. The day after that Commanders-Giants game, one of the last play of the game, Curtis Samuel was absolutely mugged in the end zone, and we all knew the reason the flag wasn't thrown was because you didn't want to give them a fresh set of downs at the goal line.
Right.
You have to really have an egregious call there. And it sucked, but I live with it. Then in the Super Bowl, in the most important moment of the entire season, and that was just my example. There are examples every week. In the most important moment of the season, that minimal level... First of all, they talked about the slickness of the field all night.
Yeah, the field was awful.
What the hell could Bradberry do? So you're just saying he's just expected to get beat? He can't make any contact? Like, he did the absolute minimum. You made the contact, and he let go. To me, I understand when you get a little jersey, they're going to call it, but as a guy who was rooting for the Chiefs, I was absolutely astounded that they called that.
But once Bradberry said, "Yeah, I held him," that ends the conversation, don't you think?
But I'm still basing it on what I've seen with my eyes all these years watching football. And to me, guys, that would be one. Let's go the other way. They didn't call it. How big a deal do you think it would be that they didn't call it?
It wouldn't have been a big deal.
No. It wouldn't have been a big deal. And that kind of answers it to me.
No, yeah, it's not one of those things that's a great point, because if they wouldn't have shown a replay and you go, well, that was it.
No. You would be like, don't know. And you would have kept going. And that's it. But
well, I got to tell you.
Go ahead, Don.
I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Please go, Don. It's your birthday.
The problem with football is that I want to believe what I see. These are phenomenal quarterbacks. But when you see calls like that, guys, you just realize how easy it is to play offense in the NFL. It's ridiculously easy. That's why, Peter, you know, even Michael, growing up watching football, defensive holds were rare. Now you hold your breath every time there's an incompletion that they're going to throw a flag. You don't think that helps these quarterbacks throwing the ball over the...
Of course.
These guys are throwing for 5,000 yards. What the heck is a defender supposed to do?
That's
nowadays
what I'm saying. And that was the spot where I just have no idea how Bradberry plays it otherwise. But... again, I knew we'd talk about this, and we'll take your calls on it, too. But, guys, I'll tell you the group that won that game. It's the Kansas City offensive line. They won that game
They didn't allow Mahomes to get touched, practically.
No.
This is against a team that had the second most sacks after the 86 Bears in NFL history.
Were the two sacks they recorded even, like, real sacks? Or were they, like, rushing that he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage? Like, I don't remember
them sacking him.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I just looked, and there were two. But, like, I don't remember him being sacked.
It might have been that he started to run, and he got pulled down before the line of scrimmage.
Right. But, man, that was the thing that Philadelphia has. They're going to be in your face all night. I mean, listen, Philadelphia's pass rush ended the San Francisco game by essentially breaking Brock Purdy. They never got Patrick Mahomes. And then, I mean, can I please get the drugs that they gave Patrick Mahomes at halftime?
He said he didn't take a shot.
Come on.
That's what he said. He said he just got a rap tighter.
Okay.
You know what, Don? They gave him some special kind of shot that's never been done before, and in it, you forget what happened also.
You know who actually made that shot?
Mm-hmm.
George Santos.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's the one who developed in his lab. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. Or it might have fallen out of the sky from one of the UFOs.
You never know.
Yeah.
But he came out.
But in defense of Mahomes not getting the shot, you could see when he was in the tunnel heading to the locker room, the limp wasn't noticeable. So I just think that maybe he just didn't get it wrapped tighter.
I thought he was a little...
When he left the field.
Yeah, yeah.
When he left the field. But I thought the shot in the tunnel with the rest of his teammates, it didn't look like it was nearly as noticeable as it was when he first came off the field. I wasn't sure he was going to make the sideline.
I was wondering this.
When he got off the field.
When he came off the field and he was in agony, I was thinking Chad Henne might be Don in Calgary. Can you imagine how nervous he must have been? He got so nervous he retired after the game.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said, that's it for me. Another Super Bowl ring, yeah, and he was
out. By the way, why did he retire? That gig's so good.
Oh, what a great gig.
I mean...
the guy never gets hurt.
You come in every once in a while. He did the job this year for them in the playoff game. He did enough.
Yeah.
Like, when they needed you the most, you were totally fine.
Yeah.
I would stick around till as long as he could have it.
Now, there's a couple of threads that are out there I think I'd like to address. Well, the Eagles will be back. Really? Really? All their defensive line. You think Fletcher Cox is going to be re-signed? At that age, I mean, they're gonna have to make a decision whether or not to give Jalen Hurts big money. I bet you they don't. I bet you he's not getting a Patrick Mahomes contract because he's not that player. And Howie Roseman's type of guy, mix and match, plug in, I'll bring another quarterback. That's what he did with Carson Wentz, right? Took him right out and then drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. So I don't know if they're ever going to be back again. You have no idea. And the second thing, Well, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to catch Brady. Really? Let's do the math. He's got two Super Bowls. He's 27 years old. If he plays till he's 40, which not everybody does, he's got 13 years to win five more. You think he's going to do that? Andy Reid's 64. You think he's coaching until he's 75? Bill Belichick is 70 now. He already has the six in his pocket. I don't think it's that easy to catch Tom Brady because it's pretty remarkable what he did. And it's pretty remarkable what Mahomes is doing.
Conference.
But let's not make – yeah, that's right, Don. Not in that conference. Joe Burrow could stop you one year. Josh Allen could stop you. Justin Herbert could stop you. To say he's breathing down the neck of Tom Brady. No, no. Since he divorced Giselle, nobody's breathing down his neck. He's fine.
I would say this. Here's how I view it with Brady. If you want to talk about Mahomes' greatness, what I've been doing is remove Brady.
Yeah, just look at him what he is.
Talk about him relative to everyone else of all time. When it comes to this winning Super Bowl thing, you basically have to make Brady Jordan at this point and put him on his own island until someone's remotely close.
Right.
Like, Don, I think the argument you make is Patrick Mahomes, with what he's done in the start of his – in the first four seasons of his career – is shown that he is on pace to become one of the greatest, maybe a top five quarterback.
Oh, he's unbelievable what he does. He's just got a different level.
But Brady, you can't say the Brady thing because the numbers are just
also,
so unlikely.
Also, DPH just said Mahomes did not get sacked, so I don't know what you're looking at. I don't remember him getting sacked.
Oh, sorry. You know what? I was looking at the wrong side. I'm an absolute blithering moron.
Yeah,
zero sacks.
True. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. I'm an idiot, and I'm a hack.
That is pretty amazing. That's what I thought. I thought, because I believe Peter like no other. I thought maybe
they went back and
did what Peter said, that somebody didn't get to the line of scrimmage and credited them, because it was pretty late in the game, and I didn't notice any sacks when they showed the stat. That
nothing.
They hadn't gotten a sack. That's 79 sacks, regular season and postseason for Philadelphia, and not to get him at all.
Not once.
And it's not like
a guy on a compromised leg.
I was going to say, how about that run, that first down run on the last drive?
Longest run of the year for him.
Oh, my.
23 yards.
He's a man. He's a stud, baby. He may sound like Kermit the Frog, but he is a stud.
His brother's so annoying. But
what was he doing?
Well, he does TikTok.
No, I know. I know he's generally annoying, but what was he doing?
Uber annoying. He put out another annoying TikTok.
I like his dad, though.
His dad's cool.
His dad, they asked him, you saw him in the tunnel. What are you smoking on this week? He said, Philly Blunts.
And he also said the big stage doesn't scare him, because I know this sounds silly, but the 2000 Mets were in the World Series against the Yankees, right?
Sure.
Patrick was five. He's shagging fly balls in the outfield during the World Series. He said that didn't unnerve him. What's going to unnerve? Why is this going to unnerve him? 5 years old, shagging fly ball. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, when I was 20, I don't think I could shag like major league fly balls.
Wait, what do you mean? He was out there.
He was out there with the players going back and making catches at 5 years old.
That doesn't even make sense.
The making catches part shows talent.
Yeah, I mean.
The making catches part shows talent. Going out there, believe me, if you're basing it on what Marco's not scared of, he's going to become the greatest human being on the face of the earth.
Maybe he will.
At 5 o'clock, he'll walk. At five years old, he'll walk through fire. So I can't judge it on that. It's just, can he catch?
He can catch.
And he did catch a pop-up, by the way, Friday night. I got video of it. I'll share it with you.
Really?
Very proud of
him. Oh, wow. There's a photo of him.
But.
Doing it, right? He's like going back. Mike Hampton is near him. Is that the picture?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
And look at the way he's going back, like a major league outfielder.
He's going. The way, Don, I sent it to you. The way he's running back is absolutely insane.
It's insane that a five-year-old could catch a major league fly ball. It's insane. And he's running down.
No,
and Bobby Valentine let him.
He's
an insane talent. He really is, with a weird voice. Insane talent. But it was just an entertaining game.
That's
I had a blast.
Trade.
Yeah, of course. I take that voice to be that talented. Look, I've got this voice.
Maybe
you'll
get that way. Like, at some point, maybe in heaven, before you get sent down to earth as a child,
right?
You're given the life
right
ahead of time, and you don't remember, unfortunately, but you're told.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Listen, you're going to win Super Bowls. You're going to be attractive. You're going to be able to do all these things. But unfortunately, to balance it out, you're going to have to sound very, very strange." Then he's like, "Okay, send me down. I'm ready."
Don, I'm just curious. You're all alone in Vancouver. Mm. This is your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? How are you celebrating? Does anybody know it's your birthday? Are people taking you out to dinner? Because I'll fly right up there and do it.
I mean, there's nobody here. I'm by myself.
The Rangers
aren't
there yet?
And also, I don't know, how do you guys approach? Like, do you go, no, they're here.
Okay.
I just said, no, there's nobody to hang with, unfortunately. I'm the only one in the broadcast that's here already.
So Kreider won't take you out to the birthday dinner?
No, there was no interest
Shea
there.
Shea Sturkin, maybe?
Besides, I don't... No, and I don't know how you deal with this, guys. Help me out. Like, do you just go into a room full of people and just say, oh, by the way, it's my birthday?
I would.
It's... PR knows, and we went out last night. But
last
you're
night,
laugh
it was a Super Bowl.
Well, that's where we went. We went to watch the Super Bowl across the street from the hotel.
Oh, where'd you watch it?
Really nice. It's called the Cactus Club. It's right across the street from the hotel, right on the water.
New dancers? It sounds like a nude place.
No. Oh. But I got to tell you, it's weird watching it in Canada. Like, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, and there's a commercial with Joe Thornton and P.K. Subban. I'm like, wow, I can't believe that there's a Super Bowl. P.K. Subban, oh, it's for Rogers. That's right. I'm in Canada. I forgot. Restaurant mobbed. Not one uniform, not one cap, not one reaction to what was going on in the game. Crazy, crazy stuff.
So they were mobbed.
Not the place you want to watch a Super Bowl.
People were not paying attention to the game?
Well, they were paying attention, just not very passionate about it. But our table was pretty good. But tonight, what do you think I'm going to do tonight?
I think you're going to have pizza on the chest.
No, pizza on the chest. The Canucks are home for the Red Wings, so I'm going to wander down to the arena and watch the game.
He's going to send his 55th birthday watching the Canucks.
You know what? There's no better way. Peter, this is great. If you told 10-year-old Don LaGreca your 55th birthday is going to be spent in Vancouver alone, in the arena watching Canucks Red Wings, will be like, wow, that's pretty cool.
You know, we should call into
I'm very happy.
We should call into the arena and put a happy birthday ad up on the big screen.
That would be very nice.
There's nobody here. I'm by myself.
Did you enjoy Rihanna halftime, Don?
It was on.
It was on.
So I did watch.
So you got to see it.
It was on.
Tony Dungy tweeted this out. Couple of minutes ago, to all the people saying the ref shouldn't have called holding on the Eagles with 1:50 left, that's like saying they shouldn't have called the Chiefs D for being offsides on 4th and 2nd. Penalties are penalties whenever they're committed. If you see it, you have to call it, even in a Super Bowl.
All right, Tony, thank you for playing. I love you as a coach.
Now take a walk. It's time to move on. Maybe it's time for you to go.
Do you think that's the same as an offside play that everybody sees, that the guy's helmet's clearly on the other side of the line? Stop. All right. I really enjoyed you as a coach. As a coach, thank you for your service. Everything else, I'm good.
Penalty is the helmet.
That's right.
Well, that's the big game recap brought to you by Jackpocket. Hey, Powerball is $45 million. Mega Millions is $67 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. We have a great show. We're going to have Steve Young on at 5 o'clock to break down the Super Bowl. He was there. He was on the field. So we'll talk to him about that. Want to hear from you about what was really a great game. 1-800-919-3776. Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got to tell you, so Mikal Bridges almost was the GOAT, well, the star, against the Sixers. He missed a layup with 2 seconds remaining. It was a tough shot, but could have made it. But the crowd, when he was on the line, came up with the greatest nickname for this dude. It will be the nickname as long as he's a net. They're chanting Brooklyn Bridges. Awesome.
That is pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? pretty good.
I'm like now kind of interested in this team.
It's a fun team. I don't think they can win a championship, but they're making the playoffs.
I think it's a fun. Man, it would be cool. If they could just go on any sort of run, it would be very cool. Any of it.
I just want them to go on a longer run than the Mavericks and the Suns. Is that wrong?
No.
All right, let's go to the phones. Andrew in Monroe. Why don't you start it off today, Andrew?
Hey, Mike. You know, great show. Watch every day on the Yes Channel.
Thank you.
My question is on the holding call yesterday, and it's more for Peter than for you, because I agree with you. But when Peter suggested that Mahomes threw the ball up to draw the flag because he saw the penalty, and then you said, why would he give it down away? I want to know, did Peter have a different view than the rest of us who watched the game? Because I couldn't tell from watching what every other receiver was doing and whether they were covered. Did he have a different view where he could see that?
No, I had the same view as everybody else, but Patrick Mahomes is basically the greatest quarterback on the planet. I saw his head look to the right, and then I saw him chuck the ball up and immediately point to a flag. That's what quarterbacks do when they know everything that's happening.
Yeah, but here's my rebuttal to you. This is the Super Bowl. They needed that first down to run down the clock and not give the Eagles back the ball. There's no way he can be assured that there's going to be a penalty there.
No, but if you look, do you know how fast these guys go through reads? It's 1 second. So if you look up, you see nothing, and then make the decision to chuck it, you know you have a field goal coming up. What he's not going to do is put the ball in any precarious situation. So what did he do? He threw up the ball where the options are. Penalty, only his receiver could get it, or it goes out of bounds. That was, Don, am I wrong here?
No, but from what I gather is that a holding penalty is before the ball is thrown. So I'd have to see it again, but my belief is the flag was thrown before he threw the ball. He sees the flag. He knows he's got a free play.
Oh, I don't know if he saw it.
I think he's great, but you really think that he saw the flag thrown and then just flung the ball up?
All right, I found
That's what I would guess, yes.
Okay, I just found the play. He's at the 16-yard line. He's back at the 20, backs up, looks. The play actually takes a second to develop. He looked around in a couple places, and he threw it back to a spot.
Yeah, but there's still nobody on him. He could have gone to another read.
No, there's someone on who?
There's nobody on closing in on Mahomes.
No, they are. They're completely closing in on him. I didn't remember that either. They're completely. He has a hand in his face when he throws it, actually. Now, listen, I can't guarantee you he saw it. I just think there's a chance that he thought, I'm going to chuck it up there where only my guy could get it. It may be that too.
See, but
and by the way, you see the flag come in at the end of the play. So no, the flag was not on the ground first. As the ball lands, after the ball hits the ground, the flag comes out.
See, I just think that he threw the ball where the receiver would have been if he wasn't held. These plays are that precise.
You know what? It could be.
That's why I think it was a hold, because he's not going to miss a receiver by that much. He's just not.
The ball landed about halfway through the end zone.
Right.
So if he didn't see the flag, then he can't take the chance thinking he has a free play based on what he would think is a holding penalty. Can't take that chance.
Right.
So he just threw it where he knew that there was going to be no harm, no foul. And that's what smart quarterbacks do.
But it is interesting that he's immediately pointing for the flag when the penalty had happened seconds earlier.
Right, but he didn't see the flag. That's why he was pointing.
So he's pointing at the flag?
No, he didn't see the flag. He's pointing, that was a hold.
But that means he has awareness of it even when he lets go of the ball? That's pretty,
But he probably gets awareness of it, Peter, because the receiver was not where he was supposed to be.
Right.
So there had to be a reason why he wasn't there. Hey, Don, I'm just reading on Twitter that Molly Walker, who covers the Rangers for the Post, is in Vancouver. While you're there, why don't you guys go to a restaurant that's slapping tonight?
Great point.
I told you I'm going to the game. They got press food there. And I'll go out. I think I'm going.
This
I'm
is
going
your
out
birthday.
With Colin Stevenson on Tuesday.
But this is your birthday.
Yeah, and I'm getting watch free hockey.
Free hockey.
Mike, no offense to Molly. I'm sure she's a wonderful dinner companion, but it's not a hockey game.
I'll tell you what, Don, you're
one of a kind.
You're the real.
He's a real deal.
Effing what? Deal.
No, you really
Wait
are.
Wait a minute. Why? No, because this is. So you're telling me if there was. All right, I don't know what the equivalent. Oh, ask Michael. Let's say you got into a city early.
Right.
Yankees are playing in Colorado.
Okay.
Right. But you get there early.
Right.
But the Rockies are playing the day that you get in.
Right.
You wouldn't go to the game?
No.
Michael, ask me what I'm doing this weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Montreal for Elimination Chamber. The pay-per-view is on Saturday.
Right.
On Friday, they're doing SmackDown in Montreal.
Are you going to go to SmackDown?
No, I'm going to dinner.
And I the only way that I would go,
the sports cover like I do.
The only way that I would go to a Rocky game, right? Before, as if something historic might happen. If somebody's chasing a record, somebody has like 800 home runs, this could be their 801st. If I could, but if it's just another game like the one tonight,
who are they playing?
The Red Wings.
Canucks Red Wings, you throw out the record.
None special. Wow. I
told you what he did during the Super Bowl all those years back, right? We wanted to go to Hooters.
Yep.
And he went to see a Tampa Bay Lightning game by himself.
So
it's unreal.
So at least I'm consistent.
Why is
the answer, Peter? Help me out here.
I'm helping.
Why is the answer you're a moron?
We're not saying that.
Something's wrong with you.
Wait, we said you're the real deal.
Instead of, why, this guy really loves hockey.
But that's essentially what we're saying.
Why can't that be the answer?
But that is what the answer is. It's just remarkable that you love it that much. It's very, very... I don't know if there's anything that I would want to go do like, unless it was my team playing. Like...
Rick DiPietro has rung in.
Something about an anniversary.
He says, and he wonders why he only has sex on anniversaries.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What is my option tonight? I got an option? I don't have any options. Nancy's not here.
No.
Well, I mean, but Molly Walker goes to restaurants out of slapping. I mean, so.
That is true. You know,
you go to a nice restaurant, it's your birthday. Get the other.
I'm going to spend it at a rink watching a hockey game. I don't understand what the issue is. You make it seem. Honestly, for sports fans listening, you guys look like you're wrong, not me.
No, I hear you.
Listen, it's not even just hockey. It bothered me to no end, Peter. We were in Indianapolis when the last time the Giants were in the Super Bowl, and the Pacers were playing on an off day. I'm like, let's go see the Pacers. No, nobody wanted to go. I'm like, but there's a sport, it's a professional sporting event going on in the city that you're in. You wouldn't want to check it out.
I would be curious, depending on the sport and the city. Who are the Pacers playing?
I think it was the Nets.
Yeah, the Nets were in town because we saw Iron Eagle, I think.
Yeah, I'd probably skip.
Yeah,
I do have some breaking. Not happen in the noon hour, but I just saw it, and I hate it. Baseball news. MLB's Joint Competition Committee has voted unanimously to make the extra inning rule permanent for all regular season games moving forward. Ugh. So let's play carnival ball now.
They
might put a dunk tank there too. Don in it. It's not baseball.
Is this liked by anybody? I mean,
I think it's liked by managers because they don't want to burn out their bullpen. But fans hate it. Players like it too because they don't want to play 18 inning games, which are only incredible the once every 100 games that they're played, and they're talked about ad nauseum the next day, where people just love it. Oh, what are the ramifications of this? Now we're going to play Manfred Mann at second base. I hate it, but I don't make the rules. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Danny in Long Island. Danny?
Good afternoon, guys. Great game. I don't want to talk about the penalty. You guys covered that, but I would say, Michael, to put it in your language, what's a strike in the first inning has to be a strike in the ninth inning, and I don't think it went that way, so we'll leave it at that. A couple of little numbers from the game. The Eagles yesterday came up second only to the Titans by having the ball for 35 minutes and losing. At one point, it was a 22-8 minute advantage.
Yeah.
And even after the Chiefs came down and scored after halftime, the Eagles went on another 12-play drive. There was one drive per team in the third quarter, and they kept showing Mahomes, like, can I please get back on the field? And 20 years from now, when people who didn't actually watch the game look at the stats, Mahomes only threw for 182 yards, 93 in both halves. The key to the game was the turnover for the touchdown and the punt return. The punt return set them up, so he had a touchdown pass on that drive, but they basically started at the 5-yard line. So his brilliance was not encapsulated in the statistics, is why you have to see the game to see how amazing the man was. And like Peter said, that run up the middle, I always say, when you're a quarterback, You don't have to be fast. He doesn't look like he's fast. As a matter of fact, he looks like he's walking on eggshells. But when you make that decision to go, you just go. Because there's a moment where everybody's doing their job, either rushing the pass or recovering, and you have the advantage where now all of a sudden you're gone, and people try to figure out what the hell is going on. And now you're 25 yards down the field. It breaks the back of the defense. And last but not least, as we speak, Aaron Rodgers is sitting in a completely dark room, which leads me to the question, what does he do to go to the bathroom?
Well, you know what? I've heard about this. I don't know if you're joking, but these kind of retreats, diapers are optional.
So he's basically 4 days going to be an outhouse. It's going to be a defecated filled room. I mean, really?
He's an odd bird. One other thing I'd say, Danny, about keys to the game. You mentioned that second drive that the Eagles had after the long drive starting up the second half. The fact that they only got a field goal on that, all of a sudden that cut into the lead. If they had matched with the touchdown, I don't know if the Chiefs come back. The fact that they held them to a field goal, I thought was enormous.
But I think Hurts played as well, or if not better, because the other team had a turnover touchdown and a punt return to set him up into for an immediate score, basically. So Hurts really played well in defeat, really showed himself well. And if I was an NFC East fan, even though the Eagles lost, I wouldn't be sleeping too well tonight, because that guy's going to be around for a while. If he ain't Mahomes, he's Mahomes light.
We'll see, but. I think there's something wrong with his arm. And, you know, Tom Rinaldi asked him, is it fair to say you're not 100%? He said, it's fair to say. There's a lot of air under his throws. And then the Hail Mary at the end, although he said he slipped, everybody was slipping on that field, fell far short of anybody. So I don't know. I mean, did he make it? Mahomes could put the ball into small open spots. You don't see that with Hurts. Hurts takes advantage of a humongous wide receiver who's otherworldly talented and just throws the ball down the field, because I thought there was good coverage on all of the long passes, but these guys are so good that they hauled it in. I'm still dubious about Hurts. I just am, Don. I think he's a good quarterback. To put him among the greats, I don't do it yet.
Well, I mean, can we pump the brakes on evaluating anybody who hasn't even played 40 regular season games?
Right. I agree.
I mean, he doesn't have much of a resume, and what he does have has been outstanding. So, playoffs back-to-back years. I mean, his rookie year, he only, I think, had 4 starts. Now, he wasn't able to finish the season because of the injury this year to play a full 17, so I think he's played like 37, 38 regular season games. So, I think it's still a work in progress. I agree with Danny. As a Giant fan, I don't know how Peter feels as a Commander fan. They're still very much the team to beat. And I with a young coach that looks like he might be very difficult to root for, but he's still a very good coach and an outstanding quarterback and an outstanding general manager, that's going to be the team to beat for a while now.
I also just don't understand, Danny. I don't know who watches sports and really. I understand the saying that you should call it the same in the first as that you do in the ninth, but baseball really is different. Balls and strikes should never change. It's different. It's sort of, even though it's subjective,
but you know why
it's not.
But holding, defensive holding on a wide receiver is subjective. That's the only argument I have for not making that call.
That's the thing.
Right.
Because a ball is a ball and a strike is a strike. Sometimes you may mess up and miss it, but you have the same strike zone. And umpires develop a strike zone and people know what it is. This is... You can't say you want in football and basketball. And Don, I've heard this. I've heard that in hockey, sometimes it goes the other way in a bad way, where calls are not made at the end of games and stars get absolutely destroyed. So it can work both ways.
And the league is trying to change all that. All you want is the consistency, because the thing that we're missing, forget about the entertainment of the fans, with the analytics now, you scout the officials. What do they call, what they don't call? So as a defender, I want to know what I can get away with. And if I tackle a guy in the first quarter and it doesn't get called, I start to think I have some wiggle room, and then I just I grab his jersey in the most important play of the game and you throw the flag? Like, so that's why you want consistency. These guys got to know what they can and can't get away with. And if they're getting away with something in the second quarter, they should be able to assume that they're going to get away with that same thing in the fourth.
Let's take a brief time out. Come back. Continue to take your phone calls. A lot of other stuff to discuss today as well. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
with the Eagles losing, that was Don's pick. So I was a half point ahead of Don. So I finished a point and a half. Peter, of course, is the champion of all.
By a long shot.
By a long shot.
And I will tell you, my numbers came out pretty good, Michael.
No, you had a great year.
When it's all said and done.
But over the last couple of years, it's been bad years for Don.
Yeah.
So he finishes last again and has to go into the dunk tank, mm-hmm. which he doesn't seem like he has a problem whatsoever.
No.
God bless him. But he also, on Thursday night with the NFL honors, ended up losing close to $3,000 because he has to buy season tickets for our friend Shaq, who was on the line right now. Where is that? You got it, Anthony? Shaq, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, brothers? How you doing?
Congratulations on the season tickets.
Congratulations, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. First and foremost, Don, happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday, man, and do what you want to do. All right?
Well, thank you.
Here's the question I have. We had a little bit of a discussion on Friday, Shaq. If the Jets make the playoffs, and if they get Aaron Rodgers, they might. If they make the playoffs, don't you think that the bet should also include the playoffs?
I'd be crazy not to say yes, but at the same time, I'm not going to get greedy. I can't get greedy. But yeah. I'm just happy to be going to, you know, the games, you know, period. But, you know, Michael K., you
what a good
money.
Guy.
You've been throwing a little money for those.
I wasn't stupid enough to bet you.
Yeah, no.
Again, why am I being painted as stupid?
You could help your boy out.
Wasn't stupid.
I would not.
I was bullied into it. But
you know how I am with money. There's no way I would bet season tickets for anybody. I just wouldn't. But you're a brave man.
I mean, you and Peter can chip in and, you know, send me to the playoffs. That's fine.
No.
No, there's no chance that's happening, Shaq.
Yeah, and I can't do that.
I'm so happy for you, Shaq.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
I'm just grateful.
And do not dare sell any of these tickets or I'll find you.
Oh, yeah, no. It's all right. I'm definitely not selling these.
Now, let's get to the crux of the matter, Shaq. How did you know the Jets are going to have the offensive and defensive rookie of the year? A lot of people are saying, well, he said Bryce Hall. He also said Garrett Wilson. So he said both names. The first time he said Bryce Hall.
Brees,
I'm sorry. Then he also added Garrett Wilson. How did you feel so strongly about that you were willing to give Don sesame chicken for life?
Well, I thought, you know, on both ends of it, like, it's not that bad. I'm like, one weekend, every weekend, like, that's got to be, what, 15, 20 bucks every weekend. It's not that bad. Until my wife was just like, you know, that's literally thousands of dollars. And I was like, oh. But but basically just I follow the team heavy. I've loved this team, you know, ever since, believe it or not, Mark Sanchez joined. I became a fan when Thomas Jones was on the team because him and my dad have the same name. So I just started watching football, you know, ever since, you know, those guys were on there. And then just in training camp and from the draft, I was following Sauce. I was following Garrett, following Brees. And I'm just like, these guys are just – you know, really impressive. And, you know, once they got drafted to the team, I was just like, okay, this is going to be something that, you know, people are going to have to look out for. And then, of course, when the game started, it just got even more impressive. But Sauce was a lock for me just because of the whole never allowed a touchdown mm-hmm. in college thing. It was just, you know, he was super impressive. And then Garrett, all I needed to see was just one highlight of him just basically mossing this guy. And I was like, this guy's going to be a stud. And it turns out, you know, they both are. So,
well, congratulations, Shaq and Edison. You now have Jet season tickets thanks to this bet. And we hope you have a good time on Don.
Thank you. Can I shout out my friend, man, my boy CPT, and then my wife, Jazz?
No,
what's
you
up,
can't.
Y'all?
You can't.
No, not allowed. No, of course. Congratulations.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
And the thing is, guys, this was a blowout. I mean, it really wasn't even that close. I would have to say by, like, November, this was a real thing. To where, right, Peter, you would say last 6-7 weeks of the season, it was definitely leaning easily to where he was going to win this bet.
Yeah, no, it seemed that way.
Can I give a heartfelt apology to Don?
Sure, we have music for that.
It's my fault. Because I was suspended for those 10 weeks in the summer. If I had been on the air, I would not have allowed him to make that bet.
I did.
Because
Peter,
I was...
saw the way the sound was.
Because
it was...
But still, I would not have allowed you to put that much money up. I know it's for the good of the radio, but it's still $2,700 out of your kid's college scholarship fund. And it's because I was suspended and went on a long hiatus. And that suspension is what ruined it, Peter. I did it. It's my fault.
Well, listen, I understand. Don, do you feel that I pressured you?
No, I felt no pressure. I would do it again.
You would do it again?
Well, because we leave pieces out of this. And the biggest piece is I really enjoy sesame chicken, and I'm offered it for life. What doesn't get talked about enough is his buddy called up. We let him off the hook. He didn't have to give us sesame chicken for life. Did he let me off the hook? No. But, hey, I'm an honorable guy. I'm going to honor the bet. But I was not – I felt like it was offered up there. But when you go back to the beginning of the season, Peter, I'm thinking I'm going to get a great free meal out of this.
Honestly, if Shaq was going to do the right thing,
he'd still get him the meal.
He'd still be like, "Hey, let me take you guys out for the chicken."
Meal. I think if Shaq was a good guy, that second ticket he takes Don every game.
I'm good. I don't need to go to every game.
He doesn't want
to go. Well, you go to hockey, but you will not go to a Jet game.
Well, it's not like
it's different because
I would go. It's a 20-minute walk from my hotel room. I'm not going to go to every Jet game. I'm good. Wow. But good for him. But, Peter, you're right. The least he could do is say, "Hey, listen, we're still going to go out to dinner." He didn't do it. And you know what? Don't call later and say, "No, you had your chance and you didn't do it."
Wow, so, too late.
Now, it is too late. That should have been something that if he was a generous bird, that would be easy for him to just throw out there and say, "Guys, I'm still going to take you out
I'm
to the
sensing
place." What's the name of the place again?
Shun Lee West.
Shun Lee. Yeah, I walked past it today.
Oh, it's so good. So I'm sensing a little beef between Shaq and Don.
No, a little chicken, not beef.
A little sesame chicken or beef.
There's ways to say thank you, and then there's ways to thank someone. And he decided to go the oral route, and that's good for him. He said thank you, and I appreciate it, and he's going to go. But I would think a true gentleman would have said, "Don, let's take the whole show out."
You know, in the 4 o'clock hour, I have to tell you guys something.
Really?
I have to reveal the details of the bet I made with Aaron Boone on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's right. Yeah.
And I've got something to say in the 4 o'clock hour that will blow you away.
You're not retiring.
That's not what I'm saying. It will blow you away when I tell you that this actually happened.
Really?
Yeah, you'll say, "That can't be true.
Can't be true.
It cannot." Don, you'll say, "It can't be true. He's making it up." And I'm not making it up.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.